Welcome, everybody. It's a lot of things going on. It's Easter for some. It's a sunny day for others. But for those that live in New York City and many other democratic cities, it's war. Welcome, everybody. My name's Stuart Brisgell. This is David Solomon to my side. And this is a podcast called The Rant Network. We're going to peel back some layers on a multitude of topics without holding back. Here, we're all about raw, unfiltered dialogue that serves your outlet to voice opinions, exchange ideas, share experiences from every corner of life. So let's dive into the heart of the current event. We also cover pop culture, politics, and quirks of existence. Whether it's venting over life's daily frustrations or tackling big questions that are shaping our world, there is a place for it all under the Rant Network umbrella. So get comfortable and join as we engage in this journey. At least it's going to be an honest opinion. You know, David and I are very fortunate. We live in good neighborhoods. Seem to have reasonably good law enforcement, seem to be having really good neighbors. But there are those who aren't so fortunate. We're yelling, screaming, punching in faces randomly, robbing, murdering, stabbing, shooting, pushing people over subway cars has become the norm, where judicial punishment is less than putting a child in the corner, reprimanding someone's situation. Shame on you for that person that's less advantaged than you. Shame on you for wanting to feel safe. Shame on you for wanting to travel the subway without feeling the threat of being pushed over in front of a train onto tracks. But going on to track seems to be the way of the Democratic Party. Yesterday, you had four presidents of the United States, something that hasn't been seen or heard in decades. In fact, I don't know the last time four presidents have been in such tight quarters. Three are off raising Biden bucks. Another dead president. Interesting. Thank you for catching me up on that. So the only other time is when Carter died, there were four presidents, David?
I think so, but anyway.
Was that the only time you could find rant?
Let's continue.
So why is it that three presidents are worried about Biden bucks and continuing this absurd agenda of open borders, lawlessness, and literally defiance of the rule of law? And one president who's made to be the villain in this story is the only one who showed for the service, the only one who's on the record. In fact, Jean-Pierre, the puppet at the Post, couldn't even give a reasonable response from the White House for the fallen officer, for a man that's been charged 21 times. David, I've taken over quite a bit of this. Would you like to add something?
Look, I got to tell you something. It makes me ill, and I am seeing this in more and more. I see this in Canada with crime, liberal government. I see this in democratic cities, liberal mindset. So it was called progressives. You know, I love these terms, liberal, progressive. All they're progressive on is their own political careers. They could care less. We see this in, you know, so many different places. But we're going to focus on crime today. And crime is something that's kind of scary, people, because it affects you and me directly. We're not here to talk about Donald Trump's court case directly, but I will refer to it in just a second. But in the last... pardon me, in the last little bit, you have a New York officer, Jonathan Diller, as Stuart just mentioned, killed in New York and a police officer. We saw migrants beat up other police officers. Stuart, when I first visited New York City at the age of 19, I was scared out of my mind because I had been mugged 6 years earlier. And here I am in a city where I didn't feel safe. I was not safe. Now, I returned to New York several times afterwards on business and a little bit. And what a difference the city was. Listen, no big city is totally safe. You still have to take precautions. But the idea that in broad daylight I'd be shoved at a subway, or in broad daylight I'd be shot at or whatever, was not even in my mind in the 2000s, 2010s. But now, why would I want to go to New York City? Why would I want to go down into Times Square? Why would I want to go to the subway system when it's so scary? And that's New York City. And thank you, Eric Adams, mayor of New York, and his predecessors, all these liberal Democrats who said, oh, we're here, we're good. We're going to be soft on crime. And Alvin Bragg, the DA, doesn't want to prosecute soft crimes. He doesn't want to hurt the people of New York. That's his attitude. Folks, these are African Americans who are supposed to take care of their people. The minorities who for years and decades said that they need safety, protection, this investment, and they're being let down. In Chicago, Jaden Perkins, an 11-year-old kid, and please, if you get a chance to watch a little bit about what a shame. His mother was pregnant, and this guy, Crossetti Brand, who Perkins' mother had an order of protection against, allegedly broke into the house and stabbed both Perkins and the mother on March 13th. The parole board, who after on a 16-year sentence for a home invasion and had three orders of protection violations against him, was let go on parole by a soft parole board that was put together by a Democratic governor. Now, they resigned a whole bunch of them, but once again, soft crime. And this is the danger that is in the United States. So these are Democratic states, Democratic cities, and everybody, pardon me, and everybody is, you know, wondering, scratching their head. But where's the focus, people? Let's talk about where the focus the media wants to be on. Not these two murders. No. That would make the Democrats look bad. That'd make Joe Biden look bad. Let's talk about Ron DeSantis, who passes a bill that's, you know, talks about, you know, targeting homelessness. He, you know, that homeless people, he a ban on local governments from allowing unhoused people to camp or sleep on public property. Oh my God, he's such a bad governor. And then he passes a legislation that children 14 and under cannot have social media accounts, and he gets grief for that. And then, we focus on Donald Trump and his two court cases in New York and in Georgia. That's all it is. How can we destroy Donald Trump? Destroy Donald Trump. Destroy Donald Trump. The media does not want to focus on what you need to hear, Stuart. All the media wants to do is destroy the GOP, blame the Republicans. Everything that's gone wrong in the United States is the Republican fault. The border's the Republicans' fault. There is no crime problem. And Republican governors like Ron DeSantis are what's wrong. They're MAGAs and they're destroying the democracy. Does this sound familiar?
It sounds like regurgitating a political strategy on how to take the worst political state of the country and push it over the cliff. There was a commercial that Obama ran against his 2008 competitor, Ryan, where he was seen pushing Granny over the cliff. Well, I think that the Democrats are trying to push democracy over the cliff. And you know the actual, you know, statements that are being made. Oh, it's the end of democracy if he gets in. Oh, it's the end of democracy if any other guy gets in. I just think it's the end of democracy if you allow 0.05% dictate what the 99.5% want. Most Americans, David, most Canadians want to wake up in the morning, feel safe, wherever safe may be. Could be an apartment, could be a house, could be a castle. Wake up, go and do what they like to do, whether it's work, because you should like to go to work. It could be to enjoy your day going to school. Maybe it's to go for a stroll in a park. It is the dream to do so. It's not a right. Let's not forget rights and dreams, wants and needs.
Privilege.
You know, let's not talk about black privilege, David.
I'm not talking about, no, I didn't say that. I'm saying it's a privilege. It's not talking about a privilege to live in a country like ours. No, it's a privilege to live in a country like ours, where we do have a democracy and we are allowed to criticize our government without repercussions, supposedly.
Supposedly.
But Stuart, you know what? It's fascinating to me because, you know, the African American community once said we're not being protected by the government. But Eric Adams and the current mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, are both African Americans.
Other big cities are
African American.
Mayor in Baltimore.
Right. Where are you to protect your own people? Yep. You know, Bill de Blasio was the first New York, you know, mayor to cut funding to the police. He created this hate between the mayor's office and the police force. Eric Adams is a former police, you know, chief. He's head of police, if I remember correctly. And where are you to go back and say, we need to be tough again? Because if you don't get tough, look what happened last night.
No one likes to be told the truth, David. They want to hear what's warm and fluffy. They don't want to hear the brass facts that bad people do bad things, and they're going to continue to do bad things until you deal with them in a stern and forceful manner. There's no being nice with people that are not nice. And just because you don't like this concept,
Stuart, now you sound like a Republican, Stuart. You sound like a conservative, Stuart. The Democrats, liberals need to be nice people. Only bad people are conservatives and Republicans and white supremacists. And you're hateful with your speech. I'm being exceptionally sarcastic because right now, where are all these protesters happening? They're in Democratic cities. The protesters are getting away with murder in Democrat-led cities, liberal cities, socialist cities like Montreal, Toronto, and other places where the police have no teeth anymore because the mayor's office doesn't want to be tough on crime. And when I'm saying the protesters are criminals, they are. When you yell death chants, that's a crime. When you disrupt the peace, that's a crime. When you destroy property, it's a crime. And you're sitting there and you're letting them get away with it. That's the problem with the mayors. They do not, because they realize that the people on those streets are their base. That's their political base. That's going to get them reelected. And if they get tough on their base, they won't get reelected. So, folks, keep that in mind come this fall.
You know, and what is coming this fall, ladies and gentlemen, Donald J. Trump versus Joe Biden. I am sponsoring the walkers, and I'm sponsoring – right? The Chucks. And if you know what a Chuck is,
Stuart.
Yep.
Here's the thing, Stuart. When and if there's a debate this fall, and I wonder how Biden is going to get around this. How will Biden lie about crime? How many
Just like Newsom did. Newsom sat there and lied through his teeth in a smiley, glossy way. Now, the only other thing that can happen, David, which there's still a lot of wild cards in this, they got to make it to November, David.
Yeah, well.
Okay. Have you seen the decline of the president of the United States? There's a battle for geriatric America. But that's saving for another day, David.
To your point, because we want to connect this, right? When you start to get a little slow and tired, you're not paying attention to the important details. And Joe Biden's only detail that he cares about right now is getting reelected and not keeping you safe. Bottom line.
And that's a wrap today, guys, for this episode. A huge thanks for all of you lending us your ears, your eyes, and spending some time with the Rant Network. It's been a real pleasure sharing these thoughts and this discussion with you. Please support us any way you can. We're not asking for your money. We're asking for your engagement, your insightful discussions, your PMs. Remember, we're here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern, unedited, unfiltered. And I apologize for getting some of my breakfast off my face. Stay connected with us on social media channels. And don't hesitate to let us know your thoughts, questions. No matter how passionate you are, I can get more passionate. Please, your input is invaluable as we continue to build this awesome community with your curious minds at heart. Thank you once again. Until the next time we rendezvous, Jason would once say, as Bourne, or Jason Bourne would once say, who am I?